Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio, or sports, I should say, because we're going to talk with a runner, something I don't do, but Christine Fenske joins us on the radio here. Christine, I kind of ran across Christine through a friend on Facebook and saw what she's doing. I thought, this is absolutely incredible. Christine, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm kind of familiar with your name, Fenske, because I know some of your children are outstanding athletes for Lakeview High School, right? Or were.
Yep, they were. Yep, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself first, Christine, where you live and your family and stuff.
Yep. We live in Cottonwood, Minnesota. My husband is the superintendent, and I am a reading teacher. I teach Title I reading, and we have three children. Our daughter, Maddie, lives in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, with her husband, and she works in child protection. Our middle son, Nick, he works in Baxter, Minnesota, as a physician assistant in urgent care. And our youngest son, Nathan, goes to college at Bemidji State, where he is continuing his education and playing basketball.
All right, yeah, Nathan's a... really fun to watch. They're all good athletes, I should say.
Yeah.
I broadcasted some of their sports, so I remember them well. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe some of you are wondering, why are you interviewing Christine Fenske, Paul? And, well, I'm going to tell you something. You may want to sit down for this, because this is amazing to me. Christine, this past week, just finished running. She's a runner. Just finished her 8,000th day in a row running a mile or more. Is that correct, Christine?
Yes, that is correct. Yep.
Oh,
on Sunday the 16th, yep, I hit 8,000 days.
Okay. Okay, that's amazing to me. That's absolutely incredible. And what is that in years that you've ran every day?
So on September 21st of this year, I'll hit 22 years of running every day. So almost to 22 years.
22 years of running every day.
Yeah.
Okay, my obvious question is, why? and how's it been going for you? I mean, that means you've never been in the hospital for 20-some years. Do you run when you're sick, when it's 25 below zero? I have so many questions, Christine. Tell us
about how
did all this start?
Hopefully I can answer them.
Okay.
So this is actually my second running streak. I started my first running streak when I was 27 years old, and I had never flown anywhere, so I challenged myself to just a 100-day running streak. Well, then it ended up turning into a year and a half, and I did get to fly to Chicago, so I was with a girl, a friend of mine, and I continued running, and I had a little bit of complications with my pregnancy with Nathan, so my doctor made me stop running for a little bit, and so that ended my first streak. And then when Nathan, my youngest, was a little over a month old, a month and 2 days old, I started my second running streak, and I've continued on.
Okay, for 8,000 days.
Yes.
Have you ever been ill and wanted to continue your streak, or not feeling well, I'm sure?
So actually, I started my running streak on September 21st of 2004, and that January, I got really sick. I had a high fever, but I ended up running 2 miles on my treadmill.
Okay.
It wasn't pretty, but I made it.
Right.
And that's probably the sickest I've been, but yeah.
Okay. That's incredible. How about, do you run with friends? Do you run by yourself? Do you have a favorite route that you run? Or
I do a combination of running with friends and running. I do a lot of running on my own, just because I like to run early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not always easy to convince somebody else to get up and run at 4 o'clock with you.
Right. Oh, that's when you run 4 o'clock, huh?
Not every day, but
okay.
A lot. Once school starts back up again, yeah, or when our kids, when we're busy, and yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So when our kids have been in sports and things, there's been days where I've even gotten up and ran at 3 o'clock in the morning, and just to get it in. So yeah.
When did your love for running begin, Christine?
In high school, I ran in Crookston, Minnesota in high school, and then I went on to run at Valley City State University in college. Okay. Yep, cross country and track.
All right, so you've
had a wonderful coach in high school that I just, I loved, and he encouraged me, and he is a great man, and
Good. So, you have your love for running, that's for sure, if you do 8,000 days in a row.
Not every day is an easy day, but,
okay, that was my next question. How about running How about running in the middle of winter when it's 20 below? How do you handle that?
Okay, so, like I said, I'm from Crookston, Minnesota, so I'm used to cold weather, and I usually 20 below is my cutoff. So,
okay.
If it's above that, I can bundle up and head on out. So.
Do you count a streak as if you have to stay indoors and run on your treadmill then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Good. What are some, now you've run marathons, of course. Tell us some about your marathon running.
Yeah, I've ran 30 marathons. I've got to run Boston Marathon 4 times.
You were out there when the bombing happened? When the bombing happened?
Yeah, I did. Yep. I did. I was able to finish, so I was thankful for that, and I thought they handled everything very well, and
What other marathons have you run, Christine?
Fargo Marathon, Brookings Marathon, New York City, Grandma's Marathon.
Okay. What's one of your favorite? Do you have a favorite?
Oh, I really love the Boston Marathon, just that last few miles are just amazing, and I love the history. I love the Fargo Marathon, just because we used to live near that area, so I often see people that I used to run with or that I used to teach with. I love that the race atmosphere is just really fun. Runners are great people, and
How far is a marathon again?
26.2 miles.
I get tired driving that. No, you can run it. That's crazy.
I know. None of my family is runners, so they always tell me, I don't know where you got this from, but I love it.
Now, I know you have some friends that you run with that have streaks too. Tell us about them.
Yes. Yeah, Corianne and Nate Dallagher. I'm so proud of them. They both have running streaks. Corianne, she just hit 6 years, and Nate, he is 5 years in May, and he's getting close to his 2,000th day. So,
and they're from
Granite Falls.
Granite Falls, yep. I believe Nate coached with my son Brandon. A while back. Yeah. So, that's amazing too. Any other friends that you know of, or talk about the street? Do you have a street club? Do the runners have a street club that you belong to?
There's a streak page that Streak Runners International, and that help you can register your streak and keep track of it. Then there's like a Facebook page that just people post their runs or what they're up to and how many days they've run. So and actually the guy with the second longest streak is from Minnesota, Rochester. He has run every day for over 55 years.
No way. What?
Yeah.
55 years.
Yeah.
See, that was my question. Where do you rank in this? You got to be up there, aren't you?
So, in the United States, my run streak is 98.
90?
Out of 3,219.
Wow. And so that guy that you just mentioned, he's what? Did you say he was first?
He's the second.
Second.
Nope, he's the second.
Wow. Yep. How old is he?
Oh,
do you know, roughly?
Okay. No.
50-some years old without missing a day of running.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He is 55. Yeah, 55 years. I want to say, I know he's from Rochester.
Oh, he's from Rochester, Minnesota. Okay.
Yes, he's from Rochester, Minnesota.
Wow.
Yeah, he's 71.
Okay. Do you ever, how does it push you to keep your streak going? Do you have anxiety over it that someday this will end someday? Or what's your thoughts on that?
I do have, I have a bunion, and I know that I probably need to get it taken care of. But when I do, that'll mean the end of my streak.
Okay.
But it doesn't hurt, so I just keep pushing through.
My wife's the same way. The same issue, yep.
But they're not fun, but yeah. I just buy wider shoes. That's right. Helped. I don't know. I don't have anxiety over it. I just know it's something I do every day.
Okay.
I think when we were before we moved to Cottonwood, we lived in Breckenridge, Minnesota, and we were getting ready to move, and we ended up getting water in our basement. And that day, I was working on stuff, and it was like 11 o'clock at night. And Chris, my husband, he was like, "Christine, you need to get your run." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, that's right." So yeah, that was probably the closest I've ever gotten to missing my streak. But
okay.
Otherwise, I usually just run in the morning, right, and get it out of the way. And I know that I feel much better once I do it. So
right. I don't know. Can you share with us? I know you've had some health issues you've had to deal with the last few years. Can you share that with both?
So, but before that happened, I was able to run. My last marathon that I ran was in October of 2021, and I got to run that marathon with my daughter Maddie, and that was, and Corianne. But running with Maddie was really special. That's something that I always wanted to do, was run a marathon with one of my children.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a blessing, but I went into that marathon knowing that something was not right. The summer of 2021, I found a lump in my breast, and January, I ended up finding out that I did have breast cancer, and then February 25th, I found out that I had metastatic breast cancer. The cancer had spread to my bones, so that was hard, but I really feel like God gave me peace through this journey, and running has been like a staple in my life, just something that I've done but every day, and so it's a constant, and I have an oncologist in Sioux Falls that really supports my running. He encourages me to keep getting out there and supports me getting out there. I know when I had my biopsies, I had a beg to be able to run, and they did let me run as long as I was on my treadmill. But so yeah, and everything went well.
Oh, so that's good to hear that things are going well now for you.
I know. I'm just up to 4.5 years, and I feel like my movement has really helped me. I know my worst part, it had spread to my left hip the worst. And that really slowed me down there. So, but yeah, everything has been healing, and I've been 4 years of no evidence of disease. So, and September 9th, I'll scan again. So I'm expecting good results again. So
yeah, I know your faith is very important to you too.
Yeah.
How does that, you've grown closer to the Lord that way?
Yes. During my runs, I spend a lot of time praying and have lots of conversations with God, and I think that that's really helped me and given me the peace, and just, I've never had the why me attitude. I've always been why not me, and I know that my faith will get me through this.
Okay. Yeah. Amen. All right. Well, Christine, did we cover, did I ask the right questions?
You sure did.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people have questions, because that just, when I heard about you, I got to talk to this lady. I got to find out the reason why. So.
And during my streak, I've covered over 66,000 miles.
Oh, okay. So. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah.
66,000 miles.
66,451 miles. Yeah. So I just average over 8 miles a day.
Oh, that's what you run, 8 miles a day. Okay. And how long does that take you?
Like, every day is different. Yeah.
Right.
Some days, like today I only did 6 days, but tomorrow I'm supposed to do 10 days. So it just averages out to 8 miles.
Okay. Now, obviously your friends and your students and the faculty at Lakeview High School, they all know about this. Did they mention it a lot to you, or do you talk about it a lot, or with you, or?
No, I don't talk about it a lot.
Okay.
But, yeah.
But they know about it.
Some people do, yeah.
Okay. Well, they will after listening to this. All right. Well, Christine, hey, thank you so much for the interview, and keep that streak going. And maybe
yes,
we'll talk.
Yes, I definitely will.
We'll probably talk in a couple years then, huh?
Okay, that sounds great.
When you get 10,000, we'll have to talk again.
Okay, that's a deal.
All right. Thank you, Christine. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Christine Fenske from Cottonwood. Once again, this past week, she just reached 8,000 days of running a mile or more in her running career. That's over, coming up about 22 years, she said. So that's amazing.